Welcome to the Caring Advisor podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Elizabeth Brickman, the Caring Advisor. Would you like to experience financial happiness? As a former finance professional credentialed in biblical finance, I want to help you close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of your finances. I am thrilled to introduce you to a dear friend, Dottie Wobb, who is in the studio with me today. We're taping episode number 2. If you missed episode number 1, stop right now and go back. You will not want to have missed it. Dottie was in ministry for many years. She was a national trainer and consultant for North America for the CareNet ministry. And she is a dear friend. Thrilled to have you, Dottie. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here again.
You look so cute with your microphone. It gives us all big ears. We took photos, which I will put online for the episode, but I always want to do the photos before we put these big earpieces on because it's always a bad hair day after that.
For sure.
But you're here to talk about a wonderful, serious and wonderful subject. Last time we talked about the shock of six-figure indebtedness that had hit you and your husband when you were 67 and he was over the age of 70. And what God did, and you please do not miss that episode. Go right back to that. And this week is part 2. You're going to tell us how you can trust God with a plan that you can't even see.
Yes, ma'am.
You learned big lessons from the first part of your story, and we learned them just by listening to you tell about it. But God was not finished.
No, God was not finished. You sort of think, okay, we've learned this and we went through a hard time and everybody ended up wonderfully. But then he had yet more to teach us. Mm. And that is a yes and an amen. So we weren't quite aware of where we were headed, but it's quite a story. Our 4 children threw us a wonderful 50th wedding anniversary party. You were there.
Yes, it was wonderful.
While they were down, they started to talk to us about considering moving into some kind of senior living where we would have a little bit of help. I was still working part-time, and my husband's health had been declining. And so I was working and shopping and cooking and taking care of him a little. Wayne was still able to do a little bit, but he could not maintain the house as he had in the past. And also, just in general, we did not have a handicapped accessible bathroom. Mm. And I remember one day, right before all of this started to stir, it was like a word from the Lord. I was helping Wayne get out of the shower, and he started to slip. Mm. And Wayne was a big man. He was over 6 foot tall, and he was a big man. And I realized I had a hold of him. And the only thing I was able to do was to go down with him. I realized it was just a flash of a second. Mm. And then I really believe God sent an angel and we didn't fall. But it was a moment in time for me to realize that we needed some equipment that we didn't have. And to start tearing out bathrooms was not part of our plan. Because of the story that I told last time, there were limited funds. We had a very small nest egg. Which had been given by God's grace. But beyond that, we didn't have a lot of money. And so how was this going to happen? The night before our youngest daughter flew in for the party from Atlanta, her friend randomly called her and said to her, "Was your dad ever in the military?" And Becca said, "Yes." And she said, "You know, you ought to look into that. I think there's help for you in your parents, but you're going to need an attorney because there's a lot of paperwork and you'd really need some help doing it." So after the party, Beck mentioned that to me and we thought a little bit about it, but I had no idea where to even begin. We went to bed that night, and in the middle of the night, God woke me up and reminded me I had just met a woman who had just started coming to our church about 6 months earlier, who was an elder care attorney. I didn't even know what that meant. Mm-hmm. But she also, I did not know at the time, was certified in veteran administration certification. Wow. So we got up the next morning and called her and asked if we could meet with her. And she has since become a treasured spiritual daughter.
I guess you have a lot of us spiritual daughters out there, Dottie.
Well, I have a couple. And I have a couple, you but know, you're special and so is she.
You know, only God could choreograph things the way that he did for you. And it's so important to keep our eyes on him. And I also urge our listeners to stay in community with other believers so that you will know when these incredible God moments occur. If you had not been attending a church, of course, God can do anything, but how wonderful that you were in community with other believers so that this could even happen. It's still amazing.
It's still amazing, and that he brought her just 6 months earlier, knowing what we were going to need. And, of course, there were other purposes that he had. He's always working in a thousand ways in even just a few people's lives at any given moment. So it was a wonderful thing. And so we began looking at communities that my husband was not interested in, he would not go. He agreed that we would need something, but not for a long time.
Yeah.
And so particularly the daughter that was in town, and I looked at a few places, and they were places beyond our means and beyond our dreams. Mm. We couldn't imagine that we could live in any of those, but we looked. And Wayne's hesitancy was definitely a major problem. And so we'd gone to bed, and he was asleep, and I just took my hand and put it on his back and silently prayed. And I asked the Father, "This is your son, and I think you want this for him, but I don't believe it's my job to talk him into it. If you want this, then it's not a changed mind. I'm praying for a changed heart." And Wayne got up the next morning, poured a cup of coffee, sat down at the table, and reached for the brochure, which he had not put his hand to. And he said, he picked up the very brochure that we ended up moving into, and he said, "So does every apartment have a balcony?" I almost fell off my chair, because somewhere during the night, God had done a miracle, and he was very open to looking.
There are really almost no words, but I do also want to share with wives or husbands whose spouse seems to be resisting something that the other spouse feels sure is of the Lord financially, to pray. You know, it's very hard to get someone to do what you want them to do. It's hard to get yourself to do what you want to do, but God can do anything.
Well, and you don't want to win the argument. You want to win the war, so to speak. And if Wayne's resistance was being used by God to keep us from making a wrong move, mm-hmm. I didn't want to interfere with that.
Right.
So that's, you know, that was my prayer, that if this is what we were seeing and everything seemed to be opening up, then Lord God, Wayne cannot stand in the way. But that had to be God, between God and Wayne, for sure.
And I believe that, unfortunately, there were going to be 9 major drawbacks, I think is what you told me.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There were 9 things that had to happen before we could even begin to move forward. And one of them was obviously Wayne. Mm-hmm. And just one other example, all of our children are very fiscally conservative. And we knew that if we made this move before we had any assistance, we were going to be coming up short every month. Mm. We didn't have enough money to move in and just pay the rent and living expenses. And all 4 of our children said, "No, I think you should go for it." And there were several other people that we trusted and had spoken with, and every single one of them said, no, I think you should do this. And so that's just two of the nine.
And I would want to add here that Scripture tells us in a multitude of counselors there is safety. So when we seek counsel from other believers, and you have a multitude of counsel directing you in a certain way, that gives you an assurance that you're not stepping out into something that's really unwise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I made a notation in the journal that it was 7 weeks to the day that all nine of those obstacles had been checked off. Mm. And so I think of those nine obstacles, those 7 weeks, as our the valley of decision. It was whether we were going to move forward or not. And of course, seven is an important number, a number of completion. And so that was the day that we said, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to try to do this. And I continually ask God, please, if this is not what you want, shut the door, slam the door. But he just kept opening doors.
So you had enough money to make it for 10 months.
That's exactly right.
And how long ago was that?
Well, we moved in with enough money for 10 months, and that was 5.5 years ago.
Oh.
So we can see what God can do. We had to move in before we could apply for any VA benefits. And it makes perfect sense. That's a massive governmental organization, and you can't say, I want to move to Happy Meadow, and then they do all this paperwork, and then you say, oh, we're not going to go, or we didn't get accepted, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we were in, and the day we moved in, we started praying and filling out paperwork. So it wasn't just that we were going blindly with 10 months mm-hmm. Rent. We were going with a plan. And mm-hmm. we were upfront with them at the facility that we didn't have enough money to stay a year, but we were going to apply to the VA, and they took us with that provision.
So you were hoping for a certain amount back. You moved in, I believe, October of 2018, and you were hoping for a certain amount.
Well, we were able to get in, and, you know, Wayne was physically at this point not able to help with any of the physical stuff. And so there were some expenses and there were several things going on. And I had a dear friend, a couple of people, I think you were one person that we did invite to see the apartment ahead of time, mm-hmm. and you gave me some great ideas. But one of the friends that we had was beginning their Social Security. And the two of them had prayed about it and decided that the first Social Security check they would give away, which was a beautiful thing. And so,
like tithing. That first, like, the first fruits.
Right, the
of
first
what
fruits.
What would be their retirement.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. And so we were standing in the apartment, and she had a card for me. She said, this is your housewarming gift. And I said, well, that's very sweet. And I opened it up, and it was the amount of her Social Security check, and it was the exact amount of our deposit that we needed.
Oh, you know,
it's hard to grasp.
You cannot make this stuff up.
No. This is... No, you cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And so the first time that Wayne went to look at the place, mm-hmm. One of my thoughts, we're in independent living. We're mm-hmm. not in an assisted living, and we're independent. And one of my concerns was there'll be a lot of women, and how was he going to feel about that? Mm-hmm. And he couldn't walk a long ways, and so the insurance company was affording us a scooter for him. Mm-hmm. And as we entered, the automatic front doors opened, and there was a man on a red scooter who literally entered stage right, exited stage left. He came straight across on his way somewhere, and I thought, I don't know how God did that split-second timing, but there was Wayne's first glance at a human being, and it was a man riding a scooter.
You know, it reminds me of the scripture, to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And he was really giving Wayne a desire of Wayne's heart to feel that he would have some
exactly.
fellow men to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what happened with the VA and the amount and the dates? How did that work out?
We started applying right away, and we applied at the beginning of October as we moved in. And when the VA takes your application, they generally will be retroactive to the date that you applied. Mm-hmm. So we applied in October, and we had been told that we could get $2,000 a month. We were very excited and prayed that that would be so, but it might not be that much.
But you needed it.
We needed every penny of it. Mm-hmm. And so we made application, and a couple months went by, and we were denied. But in the application, the second application, they recommended that we reapply under a different program. Mm-hmm. They had read Wayne's record, and they saw some things that they mm-hmm. thought. So we reapplied in April. So now the 10 months is closing in, and mm-hmm. We were praying that they would still honor the first application in October of 2018.
Right.
But we weren't sure how that was going to go. So we just prayed and we just trusted God, that God would give us what we needed. Maybe we didn't need all that. Well, we finally got an answer. They did accept us. We did not get the $2,000 a month. We were given $4,000 a month.
Praise God.
And it was retroactive, not to October of 2018, but to October of 2017. They gave us an entire year. We had fought a good fight, and they were impressed that we had gone as far as we had, and God just blessed our socks off.
So brothers and sisters listening to this testimony, know that God is with you. Look to Him as your source if you are going through something like this. Dottie, your demeanor did not change during those dark days. Even after decline, you were disappointed, but you still kept your faith and you were still looking to the Lord as your provider. And really, it was impossible for you to orchestrate the events and for them even to go back a year is just not
it,
even...
Yeah. It's unheard of. It really is.
By God's grace, you have now been living there 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And Wayne has passed away and gone to heaven.
He did. But let me say that during the 4.5 years that he was there, he had his needs increased. We needed medical equipment. We needed medication. We needed supplies. We had 2 aides for him in the morning and at night. We had 1 aide 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. He had the best of care. And as things increased, the money would come in. There would be another program. There would be something else. Someone would contact us and say, I think you should look up this. And so we continued. He had the best of care. Mm. And we paid. Everything was paid for, or we were given the money that we could pay it. And again, we started out with very little nest egg, and God just, he made a way where there was no way. And Wayne, he was at home. He was there. I was with him. It was a beautiful homegoing, and he was comfortable and clean and perfect. I couldn't have had more, if no matter who he was. No matter how much money we had, all of our needs and many of our wants had been met.
So it's been a little over a year since he moved on to heaven, and now you're in a different season.
Mm-hmm.
What season are you in now?
Well, Psalm 16:6, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. God has met me. I miss Wayne terribly. The kids miss him. He was a man that filled the room when he walked in. He was a lot of fun, and he was just a marvelous, wonderful, life filled with life person. And I miss him. But God has filled my life and my days and my hours. It is a wonderful season. He has satisfied my desires and filled my youth. It's wonderful.
Yeah. In fact, you're so busy that when I want to try to
connect with you, even to try to schedule that going to the studio and doing this podcast. It's almost like my people have to call your people. I never knew somebody that people think I'm busy. No, I am not busy compared to you. You're teaching, you're involved in three Bible studies.
That's correct.
And you teach one of them and co-teach two of them. You are at this point in your life, one would think that maybe you could relax a little. And socially, you're so busy. You're ministering to this one, mentoring that one, being taken to lunch by this one, doing something kind for another one. You're the busiest person I know.
Well, it's very sweet. And it's a season where I let God do the scheduling.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's just been glorious. The place where we live is 1.3 miles from the church we've attended for over 50 years. Mm. So there's a lot of people that are willing to pick me up and get me to church. It's in the neighborhood. And so all of that has been terrific. Just God has met every need before I even knew I had it.
And I've heard that there are a couple of people who would like to give you a lift over to Romania. Not that you're going to do it, but tell us about that.
Well, they're two different. I've been to Romania a number of times, and I have a real heart for that country. It's beautiful. And the people are beautiful. And so the opportunity has been afforded to me. And I don't know. My children are hearing about this for the first time right now. So I don't know if they'll let me go.
Don't worry, kids. She's not going.
But. Well, I don't know. We'll see what God does. But I would love to go.
But you know what's so great about hearing this is that it just shows you that there can be a season of bounty, that you can have a meaningful life and activity even after a certain age. Would you like to tell them how old you are?
Well, I will tell you that I'm 80 years old, but what I'll really tell you is that God's been faithful for 80 years. Mm. It's not about how long I've lived. It's about who he is and what he's done. And so, yes, nobody in my family lives beyond 75. Yeah. And so here I am in a busy, full lifetime and enjoying it immensely. So hard times are hard times, but nothing, it's not the end. It's not the end until God says it's the end. And then it's just the beginning. When it's the end, it's just the beginning.
And on that note, I'm looking at your beautiful face with the complexion of an 18-year-old and the glow in your eyes that shine brightly. And I think we have really said it all. Friends, thank you for listening. Dottie Wobb, you are a treasure in my life. And I thank the Lord for our closeness every day.
You have been a great blessing. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye for now. Let's continue our conversation. Subscribe and be notified when the next episode airs. And if this has helped you find financial happiness, please share it. Let's close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of our finances. Come visit me at elizabethbrickman.com, where subscribers receive additional content. And thanks to my co-producer and audio engineer, Tyler Harrison.